this whole conversation around tax, which is going to be the major talking point for this particular campaign, is going to be a major issue. To which I recommend Oliver Hartwich's piece in the Herald yesterday. Absolutely brilliant. I'll come back in more detail if I get time later, but he was at a big chinwag at the Fox Club on Queensworth and Wellington the other day, hosted by the Institute for Democratic and Economic Analysis, left-wing think tank. No one in the room actually backed Labor's tax. No one. You think Wellington, left-wing think tank, there's got to be someone in the room that thinks Labor's capital gains tax is a good idea. No one did. And the reason they didn't, he outlines, and I'll come back to it because it's important if you're at all interested in how we elect governments in this country and the future of this country. Just quickly back to Oliver Hartwich's piece, which I thoroughly recommend in the Herald. He attended a thing at the Fox Club, Queen's Wharf, Wellington, the Institute for Democratic and Economic Analysis, centre-left think tank. He thought everyone would agree with the capital gains tax of the Labor Party. Turns out no one did. And he's actually not anti-capital gains tax himself. It's how you apply it. And just working very quickly through the problem of Labor, Labor's ruled out any adjustment on the capital gains tax for inflation. So in other words, if you hold your second house or whatever for a long period of time and inflation's run at X percent, it's entirely possible you're going to go backwards because they're not taking that into account. And that's because they're not business people and they're not accountants and they don't know how this stuff works. Exemptions? Farm shares, KiwiSaver, inheritance, personal possessions, etc., remains essentially all that's left is the house you rent to somebody else. Far from steering money into productive investment, the tax widens the gap between occupying your own home and providing somebody else's in a country short of housing already, which is a very good point. And the third part was every dollar that you get from the capital gains tax, that's, of course, if you get any from a capital gains tax in a country where the property market's not going anywhere, you need actual capital gains to be able to tax. Anyway, as he points out, every dollar is earmarked for three free GP visits, except New Zealand's short of doctors and subsidising visits does nothing to fix that problem. In fact, it makes it worse. Brad Olson, who was in the debate, said to provoke us, yes, Labor's tax is terrible, but might it be worth passing if only to move the debate forward and therefore hoping to fix the design later? To which Oliver says, you've got to give it to Brad Olson. It is the best argument one can find for a tax policy that's flawed to its core. So have a read of that and see what you think.